Word of mouth.
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 Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. You may have heard the news earlier this week. Taste testers and scientists in the UK sampled the world's first lab-grown burger. According to one food researcher, the burger tasted, quote, close to meat, but not that juicy. Another quipped, what was consistently different was the flavor. Not a great review for a patty costing somewhere around $330,000, but you've got to start somewhere. Here to tell us more about the science under the bun is Henry Fountain, science reporter for the New York Times. Hi, Henry.
Hi.
So what was the burger made of exactly, and how long did it take to grow?
Well, it was made of actual cow muscle, but it was not obtained by killing a cow and cutting it up and grinding it up. It was made by taking stem cells from the shoulder of a cow. And then stem cells are these, you know, kind of cells that can become some other kind of cell under the right condition. And so they chose stem cells that, under the right conditions, would actually become muscle cells. So then they had to multiply the stem cells, get lots and lots of them, make them turn into muscle cells, and then they formed these little tiny ring-like muscle fibers, actual muscle fibers. So this was not like some kind of soy burger or, you know, black bean burger. It was actually cow muscle, just made in a laboratory.
Did it look any different than an ordinary burger?
In its raw form, so to speak, in the lab, it actually is pretty colorless, these little strips. They look like little tiny rubber bands, but colorless rubber bands. They added some beet juice and maybe some saffron to make it look sort of like a regular hamburger patty.
What about the nutritional value? Did they say whether or not it contained the same sort of proteins and other ingredients of a normal burger?
You know, they didn't really talk about that, but my guess would be that because it is essentially just cow muscle cells, that it would have the same kind of protein characteristics as hamburger. What it didn't have was any of the fat that cow beef has in it. So it was very dry, and it lacked certainly a lot of vitamins and other things that would be found in the fats.
Right, sort of a good and bad thing, you know, less fat, less taste.
Right, less fat, less taste, kind of a strange texture. One person who ate it described it as an animal protein cake, whatever that means. But it doesn't sound all that appetizing.
No, it doesn't.
To be fair to the researcher who's from the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands, he says he's working on the fat issue, and it's complicated, but just as you can make cow muscle cells using stem cells, you can also make fat cells using stem cells. So, you know, maybe down the road, there'd be a more complete hamburger.
So what do scientists hope to accomplish by doing this type of work? I mean, what are the highest aspirations that would be associated with growing meat in a lab?
Well, I think the highest aspirations would be potentially eliminating or greatly reducing the amount of livestock needed for meat production. And, you know, already there's quite a drain on the world's resources, land use, water use, energy use, to grow cattle and other livestock for meat. And as the world population grows and as the middle class around the world grows, it's expected there'll be a lot more demand for that kind of high-quality meat protein. So these researchers, and he's not the only one, this man, but they sort of see this as, you know, somewhere down the road, 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, the world's not going to be able to afford to have beef cattle out on the range. It's going to have to be making protein like this in factories, essentially.
Of course, they're not going to be able to afford it either if the time that it takes to grow this much meat doesn't go down. I think it took, what, a couple years?
Well, the project took a couple of years. I think it probably took them a couple of months to grow the amount of muscle cells needed for this one burger. And the cost, you know, as you mentioned, $325,000 for the project, obviously that would have to get come down. There's a lot of things that have to get worked on for this, and that was really the goal of this taste testing, was to just show the world that you can actually make a hamburger in a laboratory, get some more funding, get some more research going, and try to lower the cost and make it more efficient, more effective.
I've got one more question for you, and it's sort of a philosophical one. There's actually a lot of people talking on Reddit about whether vegetarians would eat a lab-grown burger. I think, you know, there's some who said they would, some who said they wouldn't. What do you think?
I don't think they would. And Dr. Post, the researcher, in fact, addressed that issue at the news conference and said, you know, he said vegetarians, you know, you should remain vegetarians. That's actually better for the environment and for energy use than even growing meat in the laboratory. So I think vegetarians can safely stay away from this thing.
Well, Henry Fountain, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Henry Fountain is science reporter for the New York Times. You can read his article and learn more about the world's first lab-grown burger at wordofmouthradio.org.